I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
Hey, this is Paris. Last day of E3 2016, and I believe this is my last interview for E3 2016. But I just got finished playing Star Trek Bridge Crew, the VR experience over here at the Ubisoft booth, so I got someone to talk about it. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Sure. My name is David Votipka. I'm the creative director on the game. Are you working at Red Storm and Ubisoft?
Okay, I have to say, I just finished a demo, and wow, I was very impressed. And not even just with the visuals, just the fact that I had this complete, because I was the guy that was controlling the shields and shooting the weapons.
Okay, tactical.
And I had tactical. So I had the whole dashboard in front of me, and I had to make all these quick decisions as the captain's barking in my ear. But what intrigued me so much about this and what got me excited about VR as a whole is the teamwork aspect.
Right.
We could not complete that mission unless we worked as a team, and we rescued all 18 survivors, too.
Good job.
Yeah. So talk about the actual production of this. When did this concept come up for you?
A couple of years ago, actually. It was like 2014. I've been passionate about VR for like 20 years. I've worked in it a bit for the 90s. And when Oculus started bringing it back, I'm like, we got to get Red Storm back into this.
Yeah.
And we had already been doing some social multiplayer stuff at Red Storm non-VR at that time. And I was talking to licensing guys about getting into VR and what we might tackle. And we started exploring the idea of social VR and then the idea of crew-based social VR.
Right.
And I got this deck with a bunch of different brands and had movies coming out and so on, and Star Trek was in there. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is perfect. Like, social is in the DNA of the brand already, because the Bridge Crew, they work together. It's like the heart of the brand in a lot of ways, right? It's like the dynamics between these people. So much of the shows focus on that. And we're like, this would be perfect in VR to make a social experience and also allow players to live that Star Trek fantasy.
And were you working with Viacom? Because I think they're the parent company that owns Star Trek.
CBS, actually.
So it just was CBS. Okay. So they were. So how helpful were they as far as like source material and then getting, you know, all the assets that go with the whole Star Trek lore?
Really great. I mean, so this is in the reboot universe.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay.
Right, and they were able to get us, like, assets right from the film. So, like, the stuff you see on the backs of the screens, that's, like, the videos that were used in the films, right? So it was, like, literal one-to-one. So there's lots of reference photos, set photos, audio. So that was really great. They've been great to work with.
Okay. And we played this on the Oculus Rift. Will this be showing up on the Vive and PlayStation VR as well?
Yep, both of them.
Okay. And when is this set to release?
Fall 2016.
Well, David, thank you. Really appreciate taking a few minutes to talk to us. Again, amazing title, Star Trek Bridge Crew, correct?
That's right.
And like I said, it'll be on PlayStation VR, it'll be on HD Vive, and on Oculus Rift.
That's right. Glad you enjoyed it, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cool.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.